Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it's a sales day. We're going to talk how to improve your sales process so that you can close more deals and really build upon your success. Now, before we get started, please subscribe to the show. We release an episode every single day, and we have interviews with 7, 8, and even 9-figure entrepreneurs to crack the code of how to scale your business while still being able to work remotely and travel the world. Now, I've been in sales for a full decade now, and believe it or not, I was a struggling salesperson at the very beginning, cold calling 75 numbers a day and not getting almost any sales at all. And there were two main reasons why that happened. So the first reason, which is not something we're going to cover today too much, but I definitely want to tell you, is because I didn't believe in the product I was selling. And like anyone that needs to basically always lie to themselves about, you know, I like my job. I did not sound confident and it did not sound real on the phone. And people felt that and they didn't buy from me. Now, the second and most important reason, which we need to focus on today, is the fact that I was not allowed to use my past successes, the stories of the businesses that I had helped in the past, to sell more clients. So we had a script, we had a very strict script that we had to abide by, and I needed to read this, and I couldn't really reinvent the wheel in a way that's awesome if you have that confidence and you believe in the product. But if I didn't believe in the product, I didn't sound confident, and I couldn't really help myself with social proof, it was just the end of the world. It didn't really work for me. So what I did when I started my sales career as an entrepreneur was to make sure to fix those two things. First off, I of course believe in what I sell. I have a digital marketing company helping businesses make hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales every single month. So I'm super proud of that, okay? And when I get on the phone, I sound amazing because I know that when businesses do business with me, they are in good hands. And people can hear that, they see how confident I am, and they know I can help them. But another point which I was making earlier is the fact that every single time one of my clients succeeds, I always ask them, and by the way, I put that into the agreement before they even start working with me and they sign it, I need to use their accounts as case studies. This is, again, super important because the idea here is that I can scale a business, make a case study out of this business, and then reach out to other businesses, of course, not competition in the same area, but in other parts of the world, and really pitch these new businesses and saying, hey, look what I have done with my client right now. So at the very beginning, I didn't do what the most of the gurus online say, which is pick a niche and stick to it. Forget about it. I didn't really know what my niche was. I didn't know who I was good at working with. So I went out there, and at the very beginning, yes, it was harder because my pitch was not laser focused on one niche only. But as I developed my skills and started scaling a few niches, I used their successes to create different sales processes for different verticals. So for example, I started scaling clothing stores, and they took those case studies and testimonials from clothing stores, and they started using those to close more clothing stores in, you know, different areas, as I said, not the exact same product. But the businesses that I used to cold email and reach out through LinkedIn saw that there was something there that I had done in the past for similar businesses. And they were A, more inclined to get on the phone with me, and B, once they were on the phone with me and I pitched them on how much the program would cost, they of course had a few objections at the very beginning, but it was so much easier for me to close those deals because I had proof in front of them, you know, hard numbers saying, hey, this is what I have done with the other clients. You are a very similar business. You're in a very similar situation. What makes you think that I can't not replicate the results that I am getting from this guy for you? And when you do that with confidence and conviction, showing hard numbers, things change. People all of a sudden, they don't feel like they're gambling, but they feel like they're making an educated decision with the right information, with all the information they need to succeed. Now, does that mean that you're gonna close every single deal? Of course not. There's still going to be people that are gonna be afraid to pay, they're not ready to invest, and there's a million other reasons. But trust me if I tell you, if you do this and you change your sales process to accommodate for those new case studies and testimonials, you're going to basically follow the flow of your business. And yes, you're not going to have one specific niche that everybody will know you for, but you will be able to have the least amount of friction possible, close a lot more deals, and start branching out. Listen, clothing is not the only niche I'm in. I'm even in the food industry, because at the very beginning, I was able to scale a food business, and he took those, again, case studies, testimonials, to close more food businesses. It's amazing. It's against everything that people will tell you online about picking one niche and sticking to it. And yes, of course, if you pick one niche at the very beginning and you start scaling that niche, you can use more and more case studies. But at the very beginning, if you don't have any case studies and it's hard for you to, you know, close some deals, please, try and sell as many people as possible. Find your niche and start updating your sales process, adding as much social proof as possible. Right now, I think I have about 5 or 6 slides in my slide deck just for social proof in any of these niches. So I hope you understand how the process works. First, do a lot of testing, find out who you're good with, and then start getting those case studies and repurpose those case studies. Put them into your presentation. And again, start conversations with them so that people will be more inclined to work with you or just even get on the phone with you to begin with. So I hope you enjoyed the short video, and I will talk to you tomorrow.